Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Make the fan your favorite station and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Friday, everybody. A football Friday and a Ryder Cup Friday. Quick peek. We got to do a quick peek because it's a big deal. USA is up in three of their matches and trailing in one. Although Spieth and Thomas just got one back, so they're down 2 through 13. So down 2 with, what, 5 to play.
And it looks like Sergio just chipped onto the front edge of the green, and Thomas is about to go right here. So maybe
suck
he can
it, Sergio.
Get one more and be only one back.
Nothing like beating the Spanish rat.
Yeah, come on. We got to take that's a tough team to beat right there, Sergio and Jon Rahm. Dustin Johnson and Morikawa, boy, have they turned it around. They've won the last four holes in that match, so now 3 up through 12. Brooksy and Daniel Berger are taking on Lee Westwood and Matt Fitzpatrick. It's gone back and forth. They're one up through 10. They just won the 10th hole. And then the bloodbath of the day has been Cantlay and Schauffele just dominating Ian Poulter and Rory McIlroy. I had a buddy who texted me and said, Cantlay not wearing a hat is throwing Rory off. He's like bringing his own energy. He doesn't know how to handle it. They won the first five holes in the last four they pushed. So they're five up making the turn right now. So far, we're looking pretty good.
I wish this was at a different part of the year.
I know. That's a tough part. When you mix it in with football season.
I want to go to this event. We asked Swag where the next one's going to be in Europe.
2023 in Rome.
And I. Such a fun trip.
I hate to tell you this. Unless you quit the you're not going. I'm not going.
middle of the football season.
We're not going in the middle of the heart of football season. Because if you go to Rome, you ain't going for a week. You're gone for. That's a 2 week trip.
How many hours ahead is Rome from us?
12? 9 or 10.
Oh. So what time would our show be starting? If we took the equipment and did a show from Rome for the Ryder Cup, what time would we start?
We would be starting somewhere around 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Dude.
That's
look at that.
Very doable.
That's manageable.
But
is
dude,
it
how
not?
Many bottles of wine would we have consumed by the time this show starts?
Oh, but also, we'd be there right now. Watch. Would you want to do the show while the tournament's going? You go there to watch.
Oh, the afternoon matches would be wrapping up.
Yeah. They play early in the morning.
We would have seen the morning matches and
pie in the sky. We can barely do a show at Albertsons. We're not doing a show in Rome. We're unfortunately never going to be able to go to this thing unless it's on the West Coast.
I think we need to take this show international.
I saw 2033-5 somewhere. It'll be at the Olympic Club in San Francisco.
The world is going to be burned to a crisp at that point. That ain't going to happen.
All right. Let's get to the Pac-12 picks against the spread, shall we? Well, here's how we did last week, boys. I dominated the dojo because I did not buy into the conference, although that lost me one game. I went 6-1 in the 7 games that we picked.
Damn, good for you.
Thank you.
Good work.
Jason Swigard was 4-3, winning money.
I won money.
I was 2-6, wasn't I?
2-5.
What is my record? I'm awful in Pac-12
picks. Give it to you in a second. Here's how we did. Swag and I hit on Minnesota. Sprague, for some reason, took Colorado.
Dude, you know what? First of all, F you. Second of all, they were 2.5-point favorites.
They were.
They lost by 30. This isn't like some awful, awful pick. They were the favorite.
They had like 30 yards of total offense. We all hit on USC covering against Washington State. We all missed on Arkansas State covering against UW. Let's see here. I was the only one that took San Diego State. You guys both took Utah.
Oh, I felt so stupid.
All three of us hit on Stanford covering the spread against Vanderbilt. I was the only one that took BYU. You guys missed on Arizona State.
I thought BYU would have more of a letdown, but I give them a lot of credit. Kalani Sitake really building a good program down there.
Really good team. And then Swag and I hit on Fresno State, and Sprager took UCLA. So season records, I'm now at 17-11.
Wow.
Swag is at 12-16. And Sprague is at 10-18. Okay.
Got some work to do.
Are you going
to
feel awful if one of us catches you? You've got a substantial lead.
Because it's not like Sprague in the line where we're picking different games.
No.
We're picking the same games.
Right.
You know, there's only two options. There's an A or a B here. That's all you got.
And by week six, you know where I'm going? I'm taking the dirt approach. I'm going the opposite of every one of your picks.
I like it. All right, let's start early. We got to roll through some of these.
Yeah.
Early in the morning tomorrow, Pac-12 Network, 11:30 kick, Washington State at Utah. Brewer's gone. What's their new quarterback's name?
Cam Rising.
Cam Rising. He's in. Utah favored by 15.
Spoiler alert to a half hour from now. I love this game. I think Utah is going to open a can of you-know-what. I was wrong on the San Diego State game, but they found their quarterback. And I think that is going to be what changes things. No Jaden Delora, it sounds like, for Wazoo. They played a walk-on last weekend in lieu of him. You know who they're not playing? That walk-on. They're now playing two other guys that they're choosing between. I don't trust Nick Rolovich in this spot. It's a home game. Utah needs a get-right game against a get-right opponent. I think this is it. I know it's a big number, but give me Utah minus the 15.
Yeah, this is more about Washington State being in total disarray than the confidence I have in Utah. It's a morning kick. Utah's at home. Everything. I think they'll pull away late.
I think that team's quitting on Rolovich. I think they hate their coach.
They're just a mess, so I don't know where they go. So unless Utah has turnover issues to give the Cougs life, Utah will eventually end up winning this by a couple of scores.
Yeah, we'll make it a clean sweep there. I don't trust Washington State at all right now. I think there's weird stuff going on, as there has been for a while. Their quarterback situation, by the way, a little bit in disarray. We don't know their status at Delora and if he's going to play and all that stuff. I think Utah found a little bit of momentum, even though they lost that game late with their backup quarterback, and he's going to be the guy that gets them centered a little bit. I think they're better than what they've shown early on in the season. They're better than a 1-2 football team, and I think they show that this weekend. Give me Utah with a big win. Next up in the Pac-12 slate, you got to wait. There's only that one morning game, and you got to wait all the way till 3:00 for the next game. Also on the Pac-12 Network, which is stupid, number 24 UCLA is on the road down on the farm at Stanford. UCLA favored by 4.5.
4.5 is probably the least confident number I have in picking a game. It's always a weird, that's a weird zone to be in with a point spread. I understand the UCLA argument. I'm gonna rely on the past, the history of Chip and David Shaw. They know each other well. I feel like this is a field goal type game. I think Stanford's really going to give them a push with Tanner McKee. I'm going to take Stanford plus the 4.5.
I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole if I actually had money to put down on it. I don't know. I cannot figure out what to expect week to week from Stanford. Put UCLA in that boat. I just think there's so much on the line for UCLA with this game. I think they show up and ball out, so I'm going to lay that number.
Yeah, I've been high on UCLA all year. They won me some money early in the season with a bet against LSU. They let me down last week, although I did take Fresno State to cover. I kind of saw that coming. They've been sniffing their farts for 2 weeks. They had an off week. You're off one of the biggest win under Chip Kelly, beating LSU on national TV. You kind of take Fresno State. They should not have, clearly, but a little bit lightly. I think you get a bounce back effort here from UCLA. I like their chances this weekend. I'm still concerned a little bit about the Stanford quarterback situation. He's played better, and they have resolved it from week one. But you know how I feel about Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I'm still high on UCLA. They could prove me wrong this weekend, but until they do, I'm taking them minus the 4.5. Next one up, 6:30 on the Pac-12 Network. Cal, strangely, has kind of controlled this rivalry or matchup over the last handful of years. They're 1-2, though, not playing great. Close win over an FCS team last week. Excuse me, they are on the road at Washington. 6:30 kick, Washington favored by 7.5.
This is, I'll say right now, UCLA Stanford's getting a lot of the attention. It's probably the biggest game in the conference. This is the one I got my eye on the most, because I think this is the your expectations versus what you are game. Cal's motto was finish the job. They haven't done that in non-conference play. UW had all the expectations in the world. Phil Steele had them as a playoff team. and they look terrible. It's too many points. It's too many points for me. I'm not buying into the Arkansas State thing. I think there's a Wilcox factor here. He coaches pretty well against UW. I'm going to take Cal at 7.5.
Yeah, I don't like this game to be more than one score. The problem is Cal can't score.
Cal doesn't look great.
They don't look good at all.
They don't look good.
And it very well could get away. But with the hook, I'll take the points.
This is one of those lines you look at in Vegas and you're just asking why. Not that Cal has been a world beater, but Washington's 1-2. Are we really buying that much into a win over Arkansas State?
I'll give Donovan this. Their offensive attack was much different. It wasn't Michigan. It wasn't run, run, pass every single time. They moved the ball through the air pretty well. I know it's Arkansas State.
It's Arkansas State.
But maybe that's the thinking, is they will approach this offensively different. We know their defense is going to come to play. I would bet the under in this game.
Yes.
But this is, to Swag's point on Stanford, UCLA, I don't feel confident in this game at all.
Yeah, to me, it's too many points. Maybe I'm taking the bait there from Vegas. It's a strange line for me. I mentioned the Cal's played Washington really tough over the years, and I get that they haven't looked good the first couple of weeks of the season, but let's not forget how bad offensively Washington looked. We know Justin Wilcox can coach some defense. It's too many points. You're giving me the hook as well. Give me Cal plus a 7.5. All right, three more games up, and they're all Pac-12 after dark games. Are we all taking Oregon to cover the 28.5, 7:30 kick on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just write all these down real quick.
I think they're going to win by 35. If this game isn't 56-20, I will be surprised.
All right. Let's get to your team.
Oh, you're going to go to the...
We'll sneak in Colorado, Arizona State first. Okay, fair enough. Right. ESPNU 7:30 kick. Colorado, boy, what is going on there? They're a 14-point underdog in Tempe.
That line is huge. I do not feel confident in Herm to cover that kind of spread, but Colorado sucks.
You get a gamble on Colorado back-to-back weeks?
No.
Roll those bones, baby. Let's do it.
No. I don't know what happened to Colorado. The A&M thing was a cute, fun story, and then they S'd the bet against Minnesota. I begrudgingly am taking ASU minus the 14.
I'll take the Sun Devils minus. Colorado's offense is atrocious.
It smells like a push. They can't score.
It does smell like a
push. Smells like a push.
It does. All right, last but not least.
What are you picking on that one?
Sorry. I'm going to take Arizona State as well. Yeah, you go for 60 yards of total offense against Minnesota. I can't gamble on you anytime soon. Last but not least, it is an FS1 7:30 kick. You got some good Pac-12 after dark. Get your dual screens going.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the Ducks and the Beavs are playing at the same time. Not many eyeballs in this state going to be on old Colorado, Arizona State, I'm sure. 7:30, USC, Oregon State. USC is favored by 11.
Let me ask you very quickly, what's going to be on the tablet versus the big screen for you?
You know me. First half, I'm going to go Oregon big screen. USC, Oregon State tablet. And then I'm hoping the score is where I want it to be at the half. And then you flip them.
You know where I'm going. Come on. Not only are they going to cover 11?
Oh, give it to me.
Give me the money line! Since 1960, baby. Come on. What are we doing here?
Well, evidently, we're winning a football
game. This is it. This is the game. He's wanted this moment for 4 years. He's built it. This is his opportunity. I think the Beavs plus 11, and I think they're going to win the game.
Give me the points.
Okay.
I'll take. You're kidding. Double digits. The Beavs have sorted out the offense, and it's not based around one guy right now that we've seen in previous years. So multiple receivers catching balls, multiple running backs, different packages. I think there's enough variety that they will be able to find something that works against USC that they can use to keep. Now, can the defense, hopefully the offense can sustain drive so the defense gets a breather here and there. And Keaton Slovis is what we saw so far in this, to give him a chance, but I don't know if I'm all the way on the money line yet. But
come on, get out of here.
But I'm definitely taking those 11 points.
I do think with Slovis returning in his struggles, USC watched them to try to really, really use the ground game in this one versus Slovis just throwing the ball all over.
They're going to try and run the football a ton. I'm with you on that. I think I am going to take Oregon State as well for a couple of reasons. One, I am a believer in Chance Nolan, although this is a big prove-it weekend. You know, it's one thing to beat Idaho. It's one thing to beat Hawaii. You're on the road against USC. Let's see you do it against the big boys. Big challenge for him. But also, I just... There's something funky going on with Slovis. He got off to a really slow start. Not to mention, he's banged up right now. I think we're kind of overlooking that. He got hurt in that game against Washington State. That's the reason Jackson Dart had to come in. So he's not at 100%. They're going to try and run the football. I think it limits them somewhat now explosive they can be offensively. I'm not with you on the money line. I'm not quite as confident in them getting the win in L.A.
It's because you're a loser.
I would love to see it for Jonathan Smith. It'd be a huge win for the program. But you're going to give me 11 points? I'm going to take those 11 points. Give me Oregon State plus the 11. There you go. Pac-12 picks against the spread. We do them every single Friday at 8 o'clock. We will spread the line coming up bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in 503-250-1080. Let's get a full weekend primer of college football and the NFL. Some great showdowns in the National Football League. And then how we feel about some of the bigger matchups in college football. I'll give you a little primer. We'll do it next on The Fam.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, keep your fake sponsors rolling in. We'll spread the line coming up bottom of the hour. I mean, when you combine all four of us, had a pretty good weekend. You and Kevin Todd went 3-0. So we'll see if we can keep that going, make some picks at the bottom of the hour. Looking at the NFL slate this weekend, am I correct in saying that the game of the day has to be the Rams hosting the Buccaneers in the afternoon slate?
I think you're right.
I got a ding.
Because I think I picked that as my preseason NFC championship game. But Niners-Packers.
Okay, you like that one on Sunday night?
It's a pretty close second place one because of Rodgers and the Packers getting it together. But how much do you trust them going on the road? Green Bay, San Francisco. San Francisco's kind of owned that rivalry the last few seasons, dating back to Harbaugh and the Niners. Like, I know they're 2-0. Jimmy G wasn't really that impressive. He's not pushing the ball down the field. And so if Green Bay's front can basically stymie that running game, you force Jimmy G into third and longs. I, I don't know how confident you feel in that one. So I'd say that's a very close second place.
Also with Rodgers finding his groove on Monday night against Detroit, and you got that banged up 49ers secondary, he should be able to sling it. I don't know what the props are in his passing yards and all that kind of stuff, but I imagine he's going to have a big game. I have huge concerns, though, on the other side of the ball for Green Bay. And I know some injuries are playing into it, but their defense has not looked the part. I mean, they couldn't get off the field against New Orleans. To be fair, their offense didn't help them at all in that game, but Detroit was moving the ball pretty successfully on them until they just took out a gun and started shooting themselves in the foot, fumbling a snap, Goff having a ball fall out of his hands, throwing a late pick. Like, they just started shooting themselves in the foot. But until they did that, they were moving the ball with ease, and not even like Green Bay's defense couldn't even get them to third down. And so I don't know what the over is in that game, but that is a bet that I've looked at for this weekend, because I think Rodgers can sling it. Their offense found it, and I don't necessarily buy into that Niners secondary, but I also don't trust the Green Bay defense at all.
The over is 50. The overs are cashing in on primetime in a large
that bet
percentage. I think the over is a good play there. I do want to note, too, not just with that game, but a lot of these games, I find week three one of the more difficult ones to pick and to kind of evaluate in the NFL, because week one, there's a bit of a mix of upset and the favorites look good. And then in week two, there's a course correction. It's all of us overreacting and thinking this and thinking that. That's why I push back even on KT's pick. He's got the Broncos at 10. The Broncos should beat the Jets by 10, but this is kind of a weird week to me. I don't know if you're fully ready to say who a team is or is not. And so when I look down the schedule, like, why are the Dolphins with Jacoby Brissett only 4-point dogs? Why are the Bengals only 3-point dogs in Pittsburgh? There are some games that kind of leave you scratching your head. And I think a large part reason for that is because it's week three. The great teams are not yet truly great. See Kansas City here. And the bad teams, they still got a little juice, so they haven't completely called it in yet, and sometimes they can surprise you on the road.
Yeah, this is a weird gambling week, because you're just trying to find out who is for real and who isn't. Teams have shown you two different looks. Like, New Orleans is one of those great examples, a team that looks like a world beater. Oh my God, are they going to win the NFC South in week one? To Carolina completely shuts them down, and Jameis Winston turns the ball over five times. Like, you couldn't look as different as they have through 2 weeks. So what is New Orleans? Are they somewhere in the middle? Are they the team that showed up in week one? Are they the team that showed up in week two? Like, that, I think that speaks to your point. It's really hard to get a gauge on what teams are this early on in the season.
I think Vegas is telling you what that game is. They're going to New England. The over-under is 42. They don't think that game's going. Yeah, it's not going to be a lot of offense in that one either.
Well, and that's what Belichick's doing early on with Mac Jones. They're not putting him in any position to fail or, to kind of lose confidence. They are running the football. They are throwing stuff within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage. They are not unleashing that offense in any way, shape, or form. And so I think that speaks to the over-under. Let's run the football. Let's play some defense. Force Jameis to turn it over a couple of times. I'm with you. I think Niners and Packers is right up there for me in terms of just, again, trying to figure out who are these teams. I mean, the 49ers are sitting here at 2-0, and they've beaten the Lions and the Eagles.
The Eagle win was good.
The Eagle win was, sure.
But offensively, they weren't the most impressive.
Didn't look great offensively in that game. And Green Bay, again, is a team that showed you one thing in week one and a different thing in week two. The game of the week, though, has to be Tampa and L.A., because I wouldn't be surprised at all, based on at least what we've seen through the first 2 weeks, if that ends up being your NFC championship game. And the Bucs are going through it a little bit. Pierre Paul, I believe, is injured. Brown is on the COVID list, so he's doubtful to play this weekend. And it's a big challenge for the Rams, because they're also one of those teams that I think we're trying to buy in. Like I said this after week one about the Bucs. They're a known commodity. They won the Super Bowl last year and they brought everybody back. Nobody's questioning whether they can compete at the highest level. But you have some of these challengers that are going to take their shot at them that I think you are wondering. Are the Rams ready with Stafford? Are they ready for this moment? It's a big home game atmosphere for them. Tampa Bay is a slight favorite, I believe, in that game now. The line has kind of moved around a little bit. Mm-hmm. And people are just skittish about gambling against Tom Brady. I understand that. But just fired up to see how they stack up, because I think Stafford and the Rams have the chance to have a special season. You got to win games like this.
Well, and go back to last weekend's game. Atlanta at one point was only down three.
They ended up
getting blown out in that one. Yeah. If Stafford's offensive line gives him the time, I think Ryan showed us you can move the ball through the air on Tampa Bay's defense right now. So that's the big thing. I think the Rams, for degenerates out there, the Rams are a great teaser team to me. If you're going to do a 6 or 7 point tease, you bump that line to 7 or 8. I'd feel great about that, because I think that's going to come down to the wire. I think that's going to be a fantastic football game. The other one, too, I've got my eye on. Kansas City is one of a few teams 0-2 against the spread so far. And they're laying the 7. They're 7-point favorites against the Chargers. I feel like they're going to end up covering this one, but man, how pivotal is this for Herbert and the Chargers coming off of that loss against Dallas where no doubt the officials had a big part in it. I will not deny that. They also made some boneheaded plays, some bad clock management. This is a big year for Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Maybe they end up being a 10-7 type team that gets in as the third wild card, but a big one too for Herbert and company to respond to that Dallas loss. Now you go on the road against a defense that, you know, quite frankly, you can run the ball against that defense and you should be able to score some points and move it because Kansas City's defense is their vulnerability. I'm really interested to see what Herbert's going to be able to do. Remember last year, they probably should have been in a position to win that game at Kansas City, but bad clock management and play calling doomed them. And so I can't wait to see how they respond from their loss against Dallas.
Yeah, your note on teams being 0-2 against the spread and then turning it around in week three is interesting, but you also remember the Chargers, but they played them tough in both instances last year. And so it's, remember that was Herbert's
that
first
was debut,
start,
yeah.
And they went to overtime. That game was in L.A. So, yeah, there's 7-point spread in that game. I am excited to see it. And it's a big one for the Chargers just to prove you're ready to compete in that division. Could have easily won last week. Didn't bounce your way. Got some bad calls, but also shot yourself in the foot. It's a fun one this weekend as well. And are we in unison that the college football slate this weekend just kind of,
You know, I'll have an eye on Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas A&M.
I'll probably watch that to see if any of those teams show me something that could give Alabama problems.
Okay. I got a blasphemous statement. Notre Dame, Wisconsin does nothing for me.
I care less about that, and I don't care that they're playing at Soldier Field.
Oh, give him a buzz.
Well, he turns my board off.
Oh, yeah. You give him a buzz.
All right. Try it.
There you go.
You know the mistake. I want to note this for people betting on the NFL, because obviously we can't do the college thing unless you go to a sports book. Since 2010, teams that start 0-2 against the spread are 50-33 against the spread in week three. The teams in the NFL so far that are 0-2, Washington, Jets, Falcons, Jacksonville, Kansas City. The math just says two or more of those teams
are going to cover the spread.
Kansas
City and Washington jump to mind as the most. The Jets are atrocious and they're.
But they're getting 10.5 right now.
A big number, man.
They're getting a hook. And that I think Zach Wilson's going to play better.
Convince me that Zach Wilson's not going to throw a couple of picks, one of which will probably be a pick six for the Broncos and shut them up with short fields.
I can't convince you of that, but Belichick against rookies, Fangio's really good. He ain't Belichick against rookies. I think there's a window for a backdoor cover in that game. I think Atlanta's outright going to beat the Giants in New York.
That's a possibility, yes.
The Kansas City game I mentioned, and Washington. I don't think Taylor Heineke is going to hang with Josh Allen, but we've seen Buffalo.
That defense for Washington has to show up. They have not looked the part through 2 weeks. They're way too talented to be struggling the way they're struggling. And speaking of this, somebody texting in, thoughts on Arizona-Jacksonville? Looks like huge value with Arizona -7.5, and it does.
See, but that's,
it does.
I'm staying away from that game.
I know, I am too.
Because I could see Jacksonville somehow, some way. They were hanging with Denver for till the third quarter of that game.
It was close, like 10-3, 10-7, or whatever it was, and then Denver finally pulled away. So good luck with your bets this weekend. Let's make our picks. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-250-1080. We'll spring the line. We'll give you an update on the Ryder Cup, get you set for what's on tap for the upcoming weekend, especially here on the Fan. But picks are next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
Sprague line brought to you by Portland Public Schools. As an employee, I think I found something worse than Sprague's picks. That bad, huh?
Well, I'm a product of the Portland Public School District.
Damn right,
so,
baby.
You know.
Damn right. That's how we got so edumacated.
We're not Newberg. We got that going for us.
We're not Newberg.
Did you see the latest?
No, they did something else.
Oh, yeah.
What else do they do now?
There's now an internal investigation of parents making comments at a volleyball game that crossed the line.
Nice. So,
just an outstanding job of parenting and raising children in the Newberg area.
That's giving an example to your kids.
If you're one of those Newberg people, don't take the shots at Newberg personal. Actually, be offended with us and start course correcting these idiots.
Yeah. I've seen some bros down there say that, kind of like, this is embarrassing. What the hell are we doing? I live here.
Oregon State's got some pretty embarrassing stuff happening all the time. Or Oregon City, I should say. Not Oregon State, Oregon City. I still live there.
Sprague and Live brought to you by Four Loko. I'd rather beer bong two Four Lokos than bet on Sprague's picks. That's dangerous. I had buddies used to beer bong Four Lokos in college.
Oh, God.
Remember Four Lokos? That was a thing, man. That was wild, wild times. Sprague and Live brought to you by Mariner fans right now. Much like Sprague, in the back of their minds, they're preparing for the inevitable heartbreak that's sure to come soon. Sprague and Live brought to you by Carson Wentz's ankles. Still more reliable than a Sprague pick. That's bold decision.
Are both of them more
I think
reliable?
Just one. I'll give him one. Okay. He's got to have one ankle that's more reliable.
Oh, right.
Sprague and Live brought to you by Sprague's Weekend Plans, a medium pizza, and a Gilmore Girls Marathon.
Hey!
You get it, girl. You get it.
How did you know what my DVR had on it?
Sprague and Live brought to you by creepy guys handing out treats to random dogs. Never take betting advice from a man who carries milk bones in their pockets.
Your dog want a treat?
We need more dogs.
I got a milk bone in my pocket for no reason.
Roast beef.
Sprague and Live brought to you by the Beaver's House of Whores. Got to distract USC somehow. When you said House of Whores... People thought you said House of Whores. Could you tell the difference? Sir?
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Whores.
I think we know what you mean.
We totally do, but it sounds like House of Whores.
Well, I'm trying to read quickly there. I got a lot of script.
You got a lot to get to. Okay, here we go. Sprague and Line, last week, Sprager, you won the contest between the three of us. You and KT both went 3-0. So that puts you at 5-1 on the year. Kevin Todd's 5-1 as well. Or no, excuse me, you're 4-1-1. You're 4-1-1. Kevin Todd's 5-1.
Stupid.
I went 2-1. I hit on the Raiders and I hit on the 49ers. Lost on Kansas City, so that moves me to 500 on the year at 3-3. Swigard, you went 1-2. You brought the rear last weekend.
Yes.
You hit on Florida. You lost on Kansas City as well, and then the over in the Dallas and Charger game. I love that bet. That was one of those weird games. So Swag and I are 3-3. Sprager, you lead us off.
You should have been the Kansas City game. It should have happened. That
I know.
I should have been 3-0. He should have been 2-1. That one was a head scratcher. We'll remind you, by the way, Kevin Todd's picks here in a moment. But we got to turn and burn. Who are you taking this week?
I'll go first. I'll start in the NFL. I've liked this line all week. I understand that this other team is in desperate straits, but I'm going to take the better quarterback and the better coach. Seattle Seahawks going on the road. You catch it here on The Fan, home of the Seahawks in Minnesota. 1.5-point favorites. I'm playing by the rules. I'm buying a 0.5. I can see this either as a push or it's an outright win. I don't know how the Seahawks lose this game. They're the better passing team. They have the better defense. They've got the better coach. They've got the better quarterback. No excuses. It's going to be a tough environment, but I'll still take the Seahawks minus the 1.
Okay, Swigard?
The NFL has not been kind to me, so I'm going all college. Vanderbilt sucks.
I bet against them. It was great. I felt amazing about it.
They suck.
They're awful.
Georgia is on a mission. It is a large number at 35.5.
I like this. Would.
But no, Georgia is going to just score at will, no matter if the third stringers come win.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
-35.5. Take the dogs.
Love it, baby. Love it. This is one of those lines I've looked at all week that I just kind of scratch my head and say, doesn't make a ton of sense. I'm taking that bait. Give it to me. Pittsburgh, I know they lost at home last week, and that was a game I actually won money on. They are back at home this week taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't trust Cincinnati, even though they won their first game. I think they showed a little bit more of their true colors last week. It's a team that's going to struggle at times offensively. Pittsburgh still has a pretty good defense. I don't trust Ben Roethlisberger, but you don't have to do a lot. You lay in the 3, I'm okay with that. I think they win this game by a touchdown. I'm taking Pittsburgh at home minus the 3.
The Ben Roethlisberger injury situation is interesting.
Sure.
Very interesting, but I like that pick. I'll go to college for my last 2. I'm making a big mistake with this one, and I hate to do this because golf clubs are on the line for you. But I have loved this line because I watched that San Diego State-Utah game and I was pissed off. But you know what stopped my anger? Cam Rising is now their quarterback. He looks better. He can move the ball. I think they have found their guy, and they're hosting Washington State, who is coming in limping. We have no idea who their quarterback's going to be. Their coach is a joke. They're laying 15. I love them to blow this game out. I think this is going to end up being a 35-17 game. I'm taking Utah with the big number minus the 15.
Okay, Swigard.
We go to the Big Ten. Flying under the radar, the 20th ranked Michigan State Spartans. They are at home against Nebraska, who I think will be lamenting the fact they did not take advantage of the opportunity that presented themselves against Oklahoma. I don't know that they emotionally bounce back. I think Scott Frost is feeling the heat. Michigan State's only laying 5 at home. Give me Spartan.
At home against Nebraska?
Yeah.
This line is left me scratching my head. This is a stay-away game for me.
That is a weird line.
It's a very
Nebraska
weird line.
Nebraska can't score.
Huh. Yeah, but Michigan State's got a big road win.
I mean, they almost just beat Oklahoma. If they missed some field goals and PAT, they had a PAT blocked and ran back some dumb penalties.
I think Spartans will be fired up at home.
Okay, Michigan State minus 5. I'm sticking all in the NFL as usual. Green Bay on the road Sunday night in San Francisco. I think Aaron Rodgers found it Monday night against Detroit. The 49ers have a banged up secondary. And as Sprague pointed out earlier when we were talking about this game, this is a rivalry that has been dominated by San Francisco the last couple of years. But I think Green Bay is poised to let out a little anger from losing those games, especially that NFC Championship game 2 years ago. I like them. They're catching 3 on the road, whether they win or just lose a close game. I don't see this being more than a field goal game. I'm taking Green Bay plus the 3 at San Francisco.
My last pick's pretty simple. Come on. I have to do this.
Realize golf clubs are in play here for me.
You realize the Beavs are getting way too many points for an outright winner. They're getting 11 and they're going to outright win. This is amazing to me. Oregon State plus the 11. Suck it, condoms.
I just want to thank you for not taking them on the money line.
Fighting condoms. I almost did, but I'll take the 11 points.
No, I will not allow that. That will not be allowed.
But that's my third pick as well. There's no way they should be getting double-digit points. Keaton Slovis.
Okay.
I love our stupid irrational confidence in this game.
Was it the win over Idaho that did it for you?
It was.
The 42-0 win over Idaho really sold you, huh?
Yeah, those potato boys are no joke, all right?
I think the defense with Slovis in there that you've mentioned, they know where Slovis is going to be when he drops back, as opposed to Jackson Dart, who you might have to, you know, if you overrun it, that defense has been in the backfield.
Oh, brother.
They know where to get to. They'll keep this close.
I'm going to say this. I am rooting.
Who do we root for, Swag?
Oh, I am rooting for you guys. I want to see Oregon State win that game. I think it'd be great for the state of Oregon and football, and the Civil War would take on a whole added meaning, right? We have some phenomenal material for the Open Monday. Some phenomenal material. Either you guys are going to be dunking all over people and like alley-ooping it to each other, or
well, you have to do it without me on Monday. So
I'm going to feel like Naughty in American Pie on Monday if they lose and get blown out.
Be gentle. Be gentle to me, please. Okay, last one. I'm going on Monday Night Football, primetime games. It's always concerning when you gamble on this team, but I'm 1-0 doing it this year, and I'm 0-1 gambling against them. So what the hell? Let's put some money on them. Dallas is at home Monday night against Philadelphia. I don't trust the Eagles. I didn't trust them last week. The 49ers won me some money in that game. I'm doing the same. It's the first home game for Dak since that big injury. I think that crowd's going to be riled up, ready to go. Dallas has looked good. They pushed Tampa in opening week. They got a win that I didn't see coming on the road against a good Chargers team. I don't buy Philly. I don't by Jalen Hurts. Give me the Cowboys minus the 3.5 against Philly on Monday night. Okay, quickly, here's what we got. Swags lay in the wood. Georgia minus 35.5 against Vanderbilt. Michigan State minus 5 against Nebraska. And Oregon State plus the 11 against USC. Sprague is going in the NFL. Seahawks minus 1. He's buying a point there.
Half point,
at Minnesota. Utah minus the 15 lay in the wood against the Cougs on Saturday. And then Oregon State also plus the 11 against USC. I am taking the Steelers minus 3 against Cincinnati at home. The Packers plus the 3 at San Francisco. And the Cowboys minus 3.5 against Philly on Monday Night Football. And Kevin Todd, a reminder, his picks from yesterday. He's taking the Broncos minus 10 against the Jets. Wyoming first half line minus 17 against UConn.
Make that bet if you can. That is a lock.
That seems like a surefire thing. And then Missouri, your random college game as well. Missouri minus 1 on the road at Boston College. There you go. Spreaking the line every Friday at 8:30. Let's get you set for the weekend. It is going to be a fun one. Next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. We've been keeping an eye on the Ryder Cup all morning. One of the few sporting events that we get to watch live while we're on the air. Teed off the first group going off at 5 o'clock this morning. I watched
it
at
home.
It's
the British Open, Wimbledon, and the French Open.
Not a lot,
pretty
man.
Much it.
Not a lot. But it has been fun all morning. Jordan Spieth almost just murdered himself on the 17th hole, hitting a
chip. That was
chip.
Insane.
It's a crazy shot, and but they're trying to. They need to make a putt and have a missed putt in order to stay alive.
Yeah, they need Sergio to get the yips here.
Other than that, USA is off to a pretty good start. For those who are following the Ryder Cup, DJ and Morikawa are 2 up through 15 on Casey and Hovland. Brooksy and Daniel Berger are 2 up through 14 on Lee Westwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick. And then Schauffele and Cantlay, I believe, are 3 up through 13 on Poulter and McIlroy.
Correct.
So you got 3 shots there to close that out. That would be a great start to the morning session on a Friday, even if Spieth and Thomas can't overcome this. But, I mean, that's Sergio and John Rahm is a hell of a pair. Sergio's got as many wins in the Ryder Cup, I think, as anybody in history.
Yeah, he scored the most points of anybody in Europe's history. Yeah,
he's got an insane track record, and you're
and
pairing
Rahm's
him with
the
number one
player in the world.
Good
so.
Luck. That's a tough matchup.
That's we're not going to talk about this. That's one of the greatest shots I've ever seen with my eyeballs, and it's not going to be talked about ever again.
That's insane.
Unless they win this hole and he just missed the putt.
Of course, JT missed the putt, so the match is over.
I knew he was going to miss
that. So first point of the day goes to Europe. They just missed that putt. But you'll see that highlight somewhere if you're watching later tonight or if you're driving around. Basically, it's a par three, and he was on the side of a cliff, it looked like, and he had to hit the ball 10 yards straight up into the air.
And it was in 2-foot-long
long grass, and he swung, and he literally almost fell down a hill into the water, and it landed at 6 feet from the hole.
Just unreal.
Crazy start, but good start so far for Team USA other than that first match. We'll see if they can close the other ones out. Tomorrow, don't forget, Oregon and Arizona is going to be on the fan, 7:30, a little Pac-12 after dark if you're driving around. I'd be curious what the attendance numbers are for a Pac-12 game. 7:30 games
are
always a little tricky.
Well, classes started this week, so I hope the students come out in full force.
I saw they tweeted out that the student section was sold out this week.
Good.
I mean, they'll probably show up in the third quarter because they don't care anymore, but at least it's sold out. All the tickets have been scooped up. So that's a good start, and you're going to have to dual screen it because you got Oregon State and USC. And my interest, I would say, this weekend, at least tomorrow, NFL, I can't wait, obviously, but for tomorrow, college football-wise, and this is the way it is in a lot of weekends, I don't care how bad the conference is, I find the chaos fascinating, and UCLA Stanford's going to be a great game.
Yep.
Cal Washington, I think, has a chance to be a great game, and then you got the Ducks and the Beavers playing at the same time tomorrow night. So I think it's going to be a great day of Pac-12 football, folks. I'm excited.
Big weekend, and something to keep an eye on, attendance numbers. There was a story written about Oregon State. They basically can't get people to show up to their games because of the vaccine and testing.
And I would argue it's because they played an 8 o'clock game at home against Hawaii, and then they played Idaho.
I mean, you might not be wrong, but did you read that story? They're not, their season tickets plummeted. They got a lot of, the secondary market doesn't exist right now. That's troubling. And I hate to hear that about Oregon State because they got a team that's worth a damn to go and watch.
I do too. They win this weekend.
I'd imagine that's going to change things.
They got Washington at home the next week. You're telling me that place is only going to have 10,000 people in it? I'm not buying it.
I know. And I wanted to go to that game.
Why don't you go?
I can't get anybody to go with me. I usually go to that game with my cousin. He's a UW.
Why don't you two go together? You two beeves.
He always does weekend stuff.
Come on, go down.
He's
October
on like the
2nd.
pregame
They're
going
to be wearing the Fiesta Bowl jerseys.
I know.
Reportedly.
I might have to spend a stupid amount of money on some throwback gear with a good
buy
logo.
The throwback beeves.
I could be down for that.
Get your beeve on.
I don't have anything going on.
Oh,
are we
going to
get hammered in Corvallis?
We've done it before
with a $250 bill to Uber home?
Let's go. Now we're talking. All right. Hey, tomorrow, pregame show with myself and Anthony Newman starts at 3, Oregon and Arizona on the Fan. 7:30, Pac-12 after dark. That will do it for us. If you missed it, we have Mike Doc Parker on the voice of the Beavs. Go check it out, Dirt and Sprague, at 1080 The Fan. You can catch the rest of the podcast there. Thank you so much for being a part of our Friday, everybody. Go Team USA. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Collins next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.